This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
With a Venmo debit card, you can Venmo more than just your friends. You can use your balance in so many ways. You can Venmo everything. Need gas? You can Venmo this. How about snacks? You can Venmo that. Your favorite band's merch? You can Venmo this. Or their next show? You can Venmo that. Visit Venmo.me/debit to learn more.
You can Venmo this, or you can Venmo that. You can Venmo this, or you can Venmo that.
The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. pursuant to license by MasterCard International Incorporated. Card may be used everywhere MasterCard is accepted. Venmo purchase restrictions apply.
I know you're going to dig this.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Here we go again.
It started with Clay, Sam, and Mark for believing in me enough.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
All right, let me lock in.
Is this the end of the Super Team era? The Thunder became the ninth different franchise to win the title.
Earlier on the show, YES Network Yankees broadcaster Michael Kay, U.S. Ryder Cup team captain Keegan Bradley, coming up, senior writer for the MMQB Albert Breer, and now it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Lots of fun conversations already today. Michael Kay breaking down what we're seeing in Major League Baseball. And the Knicks are going to go into tonight's draft without a new head coach. That is actually going to happen, although they don't have too many picks. So,
but you could you imagine that in the NFL?
That's no.
Insane.
No.
I know the gap is wider between the end of seasons and the draft.
I don't know what the Knicks are doing. It makes zero sense. Hour number two, Keegan Bradley was on the program. That was a fun chat with him.
Where
I basically asked him, "Are you playing for the Ryder Cup spot that you could give yourself anyway?"
That's funny.
And he said yes. So it's interesting the way he's approaching a very unique situation. Although that sounds redundant, very unique. Unique is unique in its own right.
Rich, you just said the Knicks have zero first-round draft picks, right? So what's
I believe so.
Is what's that what weird? They have zero, or the Nets have four.
I think they're five now.
Five now after
the trade. Yeah,
like
that'd be great.
That's insane.
That's great. That's cool. That means half their team's gonna have to be carded next year, right?
Cool.
Yeah, hey, let's all go out afterwards.
That's
cool. Gee. Do you have your fake ID? That's the Brooklyn Nets.
18 to party, 21 to drink.
All right. Joining us now, let's talk some football, is our buddy Albert Breer from Sports Illustrated back here. Good to see you, Breer. Albert. How are you, brother? Albert. Good to see you.
Good to see you guys. I actually covered Keegan Bradley as a high school golfer, believe it or not.
Did you really?
Here's a fun fact for you. He was not the number one on his high school team. He was the number two.
Who was number one?
And this was a high school that it was a public high school of like 700 kids. It was the most amazing thing. So this guy, John Curran, who I believe played on tour for a little bit, played golf at Vanderbilt. Mm-hmm. But the 1, 2, 3 were it was John Curran, number one, played at Vanderbilt. Keegan Bradley, number two. I think he played at St. John's. Is that right? I think that's right.
Yes, correct.
Yep. Yep. And then the third was this girl, and her last name, I believe, was Donovan, mm-hmm. and she played golf at Duke, and she was like a freshman or a sophomore.
I love it.
So, yeah, of course, they won the state championship and everything else, and Keegan, I think, had moved from Vermont like the year before or something, mm-hmm. but yeah, he was not the number one golfer on his high school team, at least when I covered them.
All right, Albert Breer here on the Rich Eisen Show, just taking us down his memory lane here.
John Curran currently on the Corn Ferry Tour.
Oh, there you go. On the Corn Ferry
Tour.
There you go. It just goes to show you about how tough it is to be a professional player, right?
For real.
Unbelievable. So what's top of your mind right now on June 25th, getting ready for training camps, Albert? What's on top of mind for you?
Going to Nantucket.
Nice.
No.
Outside of that? Outside of that,
obviously. Yeah, I'd say I think the big story is going into camp. I the ones that I have circled at least would obviously be, you know, Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh and what that looks like and how that's going to look when we get to September. And
what's your best guess? What's your best guess right now? What is your best guess on what that's going to look like?
I think he's going to play well. And I think it's for a couple different reasons. I think it's the nuance of why he went there over the Giants, right? Because, and I think I've been over this with you before, but I really look at it like the Giants were going to ask him to do what the Jets asked him to do, which was take a young core that's got talent in it and lift it up. And the Steelers, and I believe the reason why he picked the Steelers over the Giants was because he'd be jumping on a moving train with guys who are legitimately his peers, TJ Watt, Minka Fitzpatrick, Cam Hayward. I mean, they're not as old as him, but obviously, you know, the more veteran players in the league. And so, like, I think that urgency is going to be palpable in their training camp. That this is sort of a one shot that this one shot that everybody there has. I think their offensive line is going to be way better than people expect. I know people have criticized that and picked it apart. They had two rookies last year start on the offensive line that they think are going to be really good. Zach Frazier, they think he might be one of the best centers in the league this year. Mason McCormick playing next to him at guard. And then Troy Fatano was their first round pick, and he didn't play it down last year because he was hurt. So he'll slot in there at right tackle. And I don't know, man. Like, I know what a big Jets fan you are and that you probably watched every snap of him last year. But the more people that I talked to that went against him said, like, when he's playing Miami, the Jacksonville game in particular, down the stretch, you started to see signs of the old Aaron coming back with the way he was moving and the way he was throwing it. And so I don't know. I put all of that stuff together, and I don't think the Steelers are going to be asking the world of him. You know, I think they draft Caleb Johnson in the second round to make sure that they'll have, you know, a strong run game. He'll be joining up with Jaylen Warren there. And, you know, like that they won't have to, he won't have to throw for 350 yards a game. So I think it's kind of an interesting dynamic there where it's Aaron, jump on the moving train. We're going to have moments where you need to be a superstar, but we're not going to ask you to be a superstar the whole time. I think it's going to work.
I hear you, man. We were talking about that yesterday, fresh off of his appearance on Pat's show, yep. You know, about him saying, this feels like this is going to be the end. And Tomlin is there, and it's a different ask, as you pointed out. Mm-hmm. You know, when he went to the Jets, it was, hey, we're done with the kiddie club at quarterback, and we got a bunch of kids around here that have performed better. We're arriving earlier with our roster than we expected. So we've outgrown Zach. We need the adult in the room, yep, with the MVPs. And the Achilles blew up year one. And then year two, maybe a reason why I didn't want to go to the Giants is, you know, his coach gets fired in week five. Yep. And reports are that the owner considered, you know, he brought up the idea of benching Rodgers four games into the season because of a bad performance against a Denver defense that proved to be top five worthy, mm-hmm, as a conversation by the end of the day in the season. So why go back into that mix with the Giants? He comes to Pittsburgh, and the adults in the room are the guys you mentioned on defense. And the head coach, who's not going to be threatened by ownership. I mean, mm-hmm, he gets to play the Packers and the rest of the NFC North one last time if this is his last run at it. The AFC East also. Makes total sense, Albert. Total sense. Yep. You know?
Yeah, and I think it's just the relationship building they've been able to do, too, I think sort of reflects how this is going to work in that you know, so they, you know, they talk in March, then Aaron, they try to sneak Aaron in through like a construction entrance, didn't work, in a white Chevy Malibu in March. And then after that, they're able to kind of maintain this level of trust where it's like, I don't know if it was like he gave them his word, but I think it was pretty close to that where I had somebody there say like, well, you know, we took his word and we believed him. That he'd eventually be here, you know? And then he has like this string of conversations, and that wasn't like scheduled. It wasn't like, all right, Monday at 3, me and Mike or me and Arthur are going to sit down and talk. it was just natural, organic conversations that would happen over the course of spring and March and April and May. And they're building an offense for him because they do trust that he's eventually going to be there. And they're, you know, Arthur Smith's staff did the same sort of deep dive on him, on Aaron, that they did the year before with Justin Fields and Russell Wilson, and trying to figure out what those guys are good at, even though Aaron Rodgers wasn't on the roster while they were doing it. So I think, you know, for all of those reasons, just the level of trust that's there, the synergy, the fact that so many people in the building are his peers. And like you said, like the fact that the situation with Mike Tomlin there is sort of the antithesis of what he was dealing with the Jets after Robert got fired last year. Mm-hmm. I think all of it flows into why it's a good match.
Robert Breer here on the Rich Eisen Show. Anthony Richardson is going to be ready for training camp now? Is that what I heard over the last couple of days?
Yeah, and I always want to be careful with the idea is that he'll be ready at some point in training camp. The hope is that he'll be ready day one. I think we always have to be careful with these. It's something I learned. I think like the one for me was Cam Newton, when I remember like, oh no, Cam Newton's okay. He's going to be fine. Don't worry. And then, I mean, like he went through the surgery and then coming back from it. And it just sort of informed me on never downplay any sort of injury to a quarterback's elbow, to a quarterback's shoulder, to a quarterback's wrist. Like those are all very, very serious and should be taken seriously. And so, I think Anthony Richardson's status is still sort of we'll see, because he did have the surgery and it did get inflamed and there is that issue. And so, we'll see where it goes. You know, he complained of pain, I think it was in the second day of OTAs. And so, you know, they're shutting him down. That's not a minor thing. And I think the other interesting part about this to me is there's a reason why they went and paid Daniel Jones $15 million to come in for a single year. And because Anthony Richardson was out for all of OTAs in the mini camp, Daniel Jones has had a chance to build some momentum. So now instead of them entering training camp on an even plane, Anthony Richardson has got to catch Daniel Jones. And I think that part of it, when you're coming back off of a shoulder injury to your throwing shoulder at quarterback, it's just, I think it complicates a lot of things. My guess would be Daniel Jones would be the week one starter. But I think Anthony Richardson will get a legitimate shot to play in part because the guys who drafted him fourth overall are still there. So Shane Steichen and Chris Bowers still have a pretty major investment in the guy.
So I'm going to ask you some sports talk radio questions, Albert, because you know what? It's June 25th. What the hell?
Sure.
So we do a game, What's More Likely, here on the show. I'll ask you, what's more likely? Lions stay as good as they've been over the last 2 years, despite having two new coordinators, right? And the changes there. But they're getting a whole bunch of injured players back. Or the Niners get back to what they were 2 years ago and their championship window is still open. What's more likely to you, Albert?
I would say the Niners. I think they're both going to be good. I think Niners.
That's fine. Go ahead.
I think the reason why is because we've all looked at this as like a pretty major reset. The last time I checked, you look at their roster. Now we'll see with Ayuk, right? Like, and when he's back, but they have a first round pick in Ricky Pearsall, and Kyle Shanahan's been really good at identifying those sorts of guys. Brock Purdy, George Kittle, Jim McCaffrey, again, that's injury permitting. Nick Bosa with three defensive linemen drafted in the top 75 picks coming aboard. Fred Warner. There's still a lot of talent on that roster.
Salah too's back there, man.
And Salah, and I was going to say that, yeah. And I think they're going to get a bounce from having Robert Salah back as their defensive coordinator. And it's a really good, well-run organization. And the Lions, I mean, it's just, there's a lot of people they lost, and they play in a really difficult division, you know? And their schedule is not easy. And it's, maybe Johnny Morton and Kelvin Shepard are the same as Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn, but that's a tough ask. You know, they lost some position coaches as well. Terrell Williams leaves there, to go rejoin Mike Vrabel with the Patriots. Tanner Engstrand goes to the Jets as OC. So there's just like a lot of people out the door that they're going to have to replace. Now, that said, the flip side of it is, you have You have Aiden Hutchinson coming back. You have William McNeil back at some point. The defense that they were playing with at the end of the year was ravaged with injuries. Mm-hmm. And you have to think they're going to have better injury luck. A lot of their best players are still ascending. Guys like Brian Branch and Terrion Arnold and Hutchinson himself, Jack Campbell, you know, Jameson Williams, maybe they get more out of him. So like, I look at it and I'm like, there is a lot to replace, but there's also a lot coming back that they didn't have at the end of last year. So it's an interesting scenario. I take the Niners, but it's a close call.
It is coin flip. No question about it. The team we're not talking about that others that you talk to and they're picking your brain, you're picking their brain, you know, the stuff that you do mm-hmm. when you're not zooming into shows like this one. Which is the team that you're hearing the most about that we're not talking about, Albert?
I think the two teams that play in week one that are fascinating are the Patriots and the Raiders. I think both those teams are going to be better. Now, how much better, we'll see. But I just kind of look at the Raiders now, and it's, all right, like, you get the Colton Miller thing settled. You have a left tackle. Yeah, Brock Bowers, one of the most exciting skill players in football, mm-hmm. even going into just his second year. Ashton Gentry's coming in, so you've got like a kind of a focal point for your offense. Geno Smith, I think, is a really good quarterback. Underrated, I think, for reasons that relate to, you know, people holding on to things from where he was at in New York all those years ago. So I think I think Pete Carroll is going to field a competitive defense with some of the guys that he brought in and some of the kind of mid-level free agents, guys like Eric Stokes, who he's giving a second chance to. So I think the Raiders are interesting. I think the Patriots, a lot of it depends on how big a jump Drake May takes. But I just know this. Drake May was seen as a pretty attractive bargaining chip for the Patriots on the coaching market, and a pretty important piece of why Mike Vrabel quickly picked New England. And so I just know people in the league think a lot of him. And so, you know, like, can their line be better? That's a big question. What does Will Campbell look like at left tackle? Huge question. I think the defense has a chance to be really good. And I think with, you know, Travion Henderson and Ramondre Stevenson in the backfield, they've got a chance to play a certain brand of football that Vrabel is familiar with, where I could see him coaching them, you know, right into the 500 range.
Okay. And then the odds that the Browns start a rookie week one against Joe Burrow.
Oh, really, really low. Really low. Oh. I think it's...
Boy, yeah, you just missed that one pretty fast.
I don't think... Yeah, I think Joe Flacco has essentially been given a first-round bye in the quarterback competition. You know, I talked with Joe a few weeks ago, and, you know, he said he was fine with the fact that he was getting less reps, and he wouldn't be fine with it if it was going to affect him in any way in the competition, because he didn't sign there to be a backup. He wants to play. So, like, I think the likelihood is that Joe is going to look good enough in training camp where they have to give their team the best answer at quarterback right now. Like, this can't be a year that you throw overboard in the name of quarterback development. Shedeur Sanders, when he came in, was significantly behind, even Dylan Gabriel. Now, he has done some catching up. And Dylan Gabriel, who killed it, like, in his pre-draft process, and who has all of this experience. I think he broke Bo Nix's record for a number of college starts, started at three different schools. You know, do you feel the need to get a look at him right now? I think for right now, the bigger thing for the Browns is, like, after everything we put our players through and our coaches through last year, how do we give them a path to contend? And if it turns out that 10, 12, 14 games in the season we're not contenders, well, we'll revisit the quarterback situation then. But if Joe Flacco is the best answer on August 31st, then it's Joe Flacco. If Kenny Pickett's the best answer on August 31st, then it's Kenny Pickett. I just think it's unlikely that they're going to get to that point and either Gabriel or Sanders is the best answer.
All right, so how many rookies are going to be in the quarterback room week one? What do you think?
How many rookies starting?
No, just how many rookies, period.
In the Browns quarterback room.
In the Browns quarterback room.
Okay.
Week one.
I think both of them will be there.
Okay.
But I think the interesting,
they're not going to have four, are they? I mean, they're not.
I mean, the interesting nuance to that is, so generally a third round picks make the team. You know, Shadur is in a spot where he's vulnerable a little bit as a fifth round pick, because fifth round picks don't always make the team out of camp.
Mm-hmm.
But third round picks like almost always make the team. It's very rare that you cut a third round pick. It's big news when you cut a third round pick. So I think the question becomes, is one of those two guys good enough to be the backup? Right. And I know like everybody wants to talk about, are they going to start? Are they going to start one of them? Are they going to start one of them? Are they going to start one of them? I think the more important question, as far as Kevin Stefanski goes from a roster building standpoint, is can one of them get to the point in the offense where he's good enough to be the backup, where we can trust him and put him in a pinch if Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett go down? Because if one of them is, well, then that gives them the flexibility to move one of the veterans off the roster. So I think that'll be a really important piece. But I think there's a likelihood both of them are, and that, you know, either Flacco or Pickett wind up gone in week one. It sounds a little crazy, but I think that's a possibility. And I mean, if both Shadur and Dylan look good, maybe you keep four. It's sort of like, you know, like I kind of feel like you contradict yourself when you're saying that. If they look good, then they're good enough to be the backup. Then you only keep three, cut one of the vets.
Mm-hmm.
Just sort of complicated because of the numbers, of course.
And then the most impactful offensive rookie not named Travis Hunter or Ashton Jeanty. I'm taking those two. I took them out because I'm, you know, I have a feeling, you know, Pete's going to run him and run him liberally. Mm-hmm. Let's take those two out. Best offensive rookie, most impactful. We saw Cam Scataboo at Fanatics Fest too. He looked great.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
So like, I want to say,
give me the whole thing. What do you think?
I want to say, yeah. We don't need to go through an all stock comparison here or anything, right?
Sure.
I want to say Will Campbell.
Okay.
Because I think, but I know that's not what you're getting at.
No.
I will give you another answer because I know it's boring to talk about linemen, but. Like for them to stop the revolving door at left tackle would be huge. They've been chasing the mistake of taking Isaiah Wynn in the first round to play left tackle for him in 2018 for 7 years. And I think things could really stabilize overall for the Patriots offensively if Will Campbell plays well. And we don't even know if he's an NFL tackle at this point because you have the arm length thing.
Right.
I'm going to give you a different one, though.
Okay.
I'm going to give you Omarion Hampton.
Okay.
Because I think so many of these things come down to opportunity. And the reason I would have given you Ashton Jeanty is because I think with Ashton Jeanty, you know Pete Carroll is going to give him a ton of opportunity, right? And we know Pete Carroll is going to run the ball, and you know they're going to, you know, it's a fit. I feel the same way about Hampton and the Chargers. And I think when Joe Ortiz and Jim Harbaugh take Omarion Hampton in the first round, it's with the idea he can be what Frank Gore was for Jim Harbaugh in San Francisco. And so I know a lot of really good offensive coaches that loved Omarion Hampton coming into the draft. I think he is a stylistic fit for what Jim Harbaugh wants to do. And you and I both know very well, and I've been on the wrong end of a bunch of these, how Jim Harbaugh wants to assert his physical will on an opponent. And so I think Omarion Hampton is the perfect back for that. And so I think Omarion Hampton is going to make a pretty big impact on the Los Angeles Chargers in 2025.
Yeah, they have Najee Harris on the same running back depth chart as well. Like that's quite an interesting pairing. All right, Albert, finishing up, just, I know it's weird, but a wrestling question. Did you see Monday Night Raw, Albert?
I did not, no. I used to love wrestling when I was little, but no.
It's in Columbus, Ohio. We took a screen grab of it.
Jesus.
look at that sign in Columbus. It's been,
we're counting the forfeit still, right?
2,032 days.
As of Monday. Yeah.
Since Ohio State.
That was in Columbus, too. They let that sign in.
I know, they did. Yeah. I mean, it's free speech, you know.
They only showed it like once.
I did not see that. We had a higher number up there for a while, but I can't talk crap anymore because we don't have that number.
The championship, anymore. Man. And it's kind of surprising. My offensive rookies we're not talking about. You got Judkins in Cleveland, and I know Travion in New England is going to get some pop
you know what?
Too, man.
But that's why I use the word opportunity, Rich. Right. Like, I think those guys, like, I think there's more of a platoon in those situations where Travion, I think Travion's at his best in a platoon anyway, and he's obviously electric, but I think he's at his best in a platoon anyway, and he'll be in a platoon with Ramondre Stevenson. And then Quinshon Judkins, like, I think a lot of the other kid they drafted too, like Dylan Sampson from Tennessee, like, right. I think he's going to be really good also. So, like, I, again, like, a lot of these things are a function of opportunity. And I think, you know, Jim Harbaugh, Greg Roman, those guys are going to give Omarion Hampton a ton of opportunity to be one of the very best rookies in the league in 2025.
When is Nantucket week? When does it start?
Oh, I got to pack. We got, so because of these ferry, it's a pain in the ass booking the car ferry now.
Yes, sir.
So the car is actually going over tomorrow.
Oh.
And we're going over on Friday.
Wow.
And then I'm flying from Nantucket to New Jersey for a lacrosse tournament for my 10-year-old.
Attaboy.
So I'll be in New Jersey for a few days there for 10-year-old lacrosse.
Look at you, man. Best dad
and
ever.
And then back there on Monday.
And then training camp starts, buddy. It's going to happen.
Yeah, we miss you, Rich. We miss you out there.
That'll be. Don't worry about it. I'll be back to Nantucket at some point in time. Just say hi to Belichick and Jordan for me if you see them before that. Okay.
I'm sure Jordan will make her presence felt there.
Albert Breer, everybody, good to see you. Man. Thanks.
All right, thanks, guys.
You the man, Albert Breer.
Here on Rich Eisen Show.
All right. Okay. Fun stuff right there. Well, Omarion Hampton.
Yeah, man.
All right. You know, I'm beginning to pepper my football questions with fantasy-related concepts here.
Well, Omarion Hampton's going to go in the second round, early third,
so?
In drafts.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. We will empty some phone banks when we come back right on The Rich Eisen Show in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
Let's talk Sleep Number, people. If you're like me, then you are just not yourself when you get a bad night's sleep. Look, sleep plays an important, crucial role in recovery. We're all unique in what we need from our bed, too. That's where Sleep Number can step in. Sleep Number smart beds are the best beds for couples because you can individualize each side. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers apart, but we like our side of the bed the way that we like it. Being able to adjust your bed's firmness after working out, too, for recovery, it's game-changing. So, why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? I just told you, but I'll do it again. So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. The only bed that lets you make each side firmer or softer whenever you like your Sleep Number setting. And now it's the Sleep Number 4th of July sale. Save over $600 on the Sleep Number P5 King Smart Bed, the lowest price of the season. Limited time, exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. See the store or sleepnumber.com for details.
Taking a 747 and driving it into a building. Did you really do that? That actually happened?
Yes, we did. We really did it. We looked at doing it with miniatures and CG and set builds and everything. And when you added up all those numbers, it occurred to us that it might actually be cheaper to buy a real plane. Originally, we had our eye on like a 737, something like that.
Yes.
And we went out to the, the airplane graveyard of where we could buy an old 737. And while we were looking at the 737s, I started looking across the field. You could see these MD-11s and 747s. And I sort of thought, and I said to the line producer, well, hang on a second, why can't we get one of those big ones? So let's if we're going to do it. I actually had the unique experience of impulse buying a 747 and then getting to crash it.
Before I let you go, what is your remote drop movie, Christopher? Wherever you're watching television and you see a film is a favorite of yours, or you just don't mind binging it, even if it's not yours, obviously. Which one is it? Just a fan film?
I haven't heard the remote drop as a phrase. That's a fantastic one.
There you go.
Yeah, I love it. And there are so many. I mean, I think by Kubrick, it's a remote drop. But some of the great comedies, too. And I mean, Talladega Nights, I'm never going to be able to switch that off.
Okay, now then. Really?
What?
The Ballad of Ricky Bobby is a Christopher Nolan mic drop movie. Is that what you're saying?
If you ain't first, you're last.
You're not wrong, Christopher. You're not wrong. That's fantastic. Does Will Ferrell know this? Did you just reveal that?
He does now.
Love it. If you're not first, you're lost.
So good.
One of our favorite moments, maybe in the history of this program. Didn't see that one coming.
It's up there.
Didn't see that coming with Christopher Nolan back in the day. Jim in Las Vegas, Nevada has been hanging on for almost 2 hours. Appreciate you doing that, Jim. What's going on in your mind, sir?
We're going to do the Buffalo Bills today.
Oh, is that when you say that, Jim?
That's how we're coming in.
Yes.
You're coming in hot. The win-loss game, is that who you're referring to?
Win-loss, of course.
Attaboy.
Of course.
All right, Jim.
Rich is going to win today, by the way.
Oh, thank you, Jim. I appreciate that. I was just about to accuse you of not wanting to do any chit-chat. You just came in business ready. I appreciate it.
I'm business ready, man. I've been hanging out for a couple hours, so I'm ready.
Okay, Jim in Las Vegas doesn't want to chit-chat. He wants to say the win-loss.
Hanging out where?
For the Buffalo Bills.
I do have something for TJ to think about. What the hell happened to the Mets?
Oh, yeah.
Jim does want to chit-chat.
Okay, ready? Jim. Here we go. Sunday night football, Baltimore Ravens at home. Let's go, Jim. What's up?
They're going to upset us.
So the last season in the old Rich Stadium in Highmark, it's going to start with a loss. All right, 0-1 at the Jets.
That's a win.
Oh, wow. I heard that inflection.
That was so disrespectful.
1-1, home for the Dolphins on a Thursday night on Prime Video.
Big time.
2-1, home for the Saints.
Win.
Home for the Patriots.
Oh, God, win. I got the Brady complex there. We're going to beat them again.
4-1. At least he didn't laugh when he said the Jets.
Yeah, that was nice. Thank you for not laughing.
4-1 at the Falcons.
That's a win.
5-1 off the bye at the Panthers.
That's a win.
6-1, home for the Chiefs.
Oh, that's a win.
7-1. So you start with a loss to the Ravens and 7 wins in a row at the Dolphins.
Win.
8-1 home for the Bucks.
Oh, that's a win.
9-1 at the Texans on a Thursday night on Prime Video.
You gotta get him. That's a win.
10-1 at the Steelers.
That's a win.
11 straight wins now. Home for the Bengals. Home for the Bengals.
That's a win.
12-1 at the Pats.
Win.
13-1 at the Browns.
Win.
14 straight wins for the Eagles coming into your house. What do you got?
Eagles? They're going to beat us.
Oh, boy. So that's a 14-game win streak that stopped last game regular season in the history of Highmark, home for the Jets. That's
a win.
That's a chuckle and a 15-2. Jim in Vegas, woo, man.
Jeez.
You're going to go somewhere.
15-2. We got a real team. We got a once in a generation quarterback, and he's awesome. He's really picked the Buffalo Bills in the city up, man. I love him.
All right. Jim in Vegas. Right. Bringing the noise and the funk.
That was uncalled for,
respectively.
Jim. Like, I didn't have nothing to do with this.
He's going to play Timmy Trumpet.
15-2.
That's just wrong.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. That's something. Chris.
Rich.
Your guy, Brad Stevens, knows what he's doing.
I agree with you.
So I will say to all Celtics fans what I told Cooper last night when he heard about Porzingis being sent out of town. I said to him, you know, the way things were mapping out financially for the Celtics with the aprons. Again, there's two different, as Windhorst said yesterday, there's two different thresholds in the collective bargaining agreement in the NBA. And the second threshold, once you pass it, is so onerous in terms of the amount of tax money you have to spend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're over that apron. And also, there are limits on how you can work your roster as well. I mean, it is really a stringent thing.
Yeah, it's very punitive.
You just don't want to be sitting in that position.
No.
And I said, in order to remove yourself from that position, knowing that Jason Tatum's going to be out next year, so getting out now would be good.
Yep.
And in order to get out, you have to trade away two of the four. Jrue Holiday, Kristaps Porzingis, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. Which two would you trade? And Cooper goes, Jrue Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis.
Yeah,
and I'm like, and what did the Celtics do? Who did they trade? Those two. And how many draft picks did they lose?
Zero.
Zero. So he got out of financial hardship.
That should got back three second-round picks.
And got picks in the process. And Anthony Simons.
And a good player. Who, good shooter who fits in with what the Celtics want to do, which is
with Tatum being out,
shoot a lot of threes.
Which former dunk champion.
He does really well. Simons is a very good three-point shooter.
So
yeah, and according to Bobby Marks, look, a week ago, the Celtics' projected salary and luxury tax was $540 million for next year. Now it's 280. So, like, with new ownership coming in, it's exactly what, unfortunately, kind of needed to be done for Boston for next year.
Right.
And it's just a super bummer because, you know, Jrue and KP were such huge parts of the championship run and everything, you know, vibes and culture wise that they had done in the last couple of seasons. And, you know, you hate to see them leave town, but, you know, the way the CBA is set up now, so much business goes into how you're roster making, and those guys had to go.
And the aprons, again, are creating such havoc in the minds of ownership and front offices that the Nuggets owner, Josh Kroenke, actually said this out loud yesterday.
This is crazy.
That caused many mile-high hairs to catch fire.
For us as an organization, going into that second apron is not necessarily something that we're scared of. I think that there are rules around it that we needed to be very careful of with our injury history. The wrong person gets injured, and very quickly you're into a scenario where that I never want to have to contemplate, and that's trading number 15. And so, you know, we're very conscious of that, pushing forward and, you know, providing the resources that we can when the moment arrives. But that second apron, is it a hard cap? I'm not 100% sure, but it's something that teams are obviously very aware of going forward.
In case anyone's wondering, number, you don't have a score, you know, scorecard or a program in front of you or the internet, number 15 is Jokic.
Oh, him. Yeah, him.
The wrong person gets injured, and suddenly you're in a position, I guess, like the Boston. Celtics.
Yeah, absolutely. Tear it down.
And you have to tear it down.
Take away some very important pieces.
And everyone's just like, wait a minute, that just came up out of nowhere? Like, are you thinking about trading Jokic?
I think he was just given a worst-case scenario.
Well, why would you even put it into existence?
That's what people were also saying, like, why would you even say that out loud?
Why speak it, TJ?
I mean, you know me, I got to be in the middle.
That's crazy. Yeah, I heard that yesterday. Like, whoa.
Yeah, I was ready. Whoa, was like, what are we doing? I ran and saw, like, is Jokic going to get traded for Embiid? That was the first thing I Googled.
Well, obviously, the Nuggets aren't looking to do that.
No.
You know, did you see the EVP of player personnel, John Wallace, who's on the left, what his reaction was when he heard about that? Can we play that? Let's play that one more time. And everybody keep an eye on the man on the left here of your screen.
for us as an organization, going into that second apron is not necessarily something that we're scared of. I think that there are rules around it that we needed to be very careful of with our injury history. The wrong person gets injured, and very quickly you're into a scenario where that I never want to have to contemplate, and that's trading number 15. You know, we're very conscious of that pushing forward.
All right, there you go. Hey, I would love hey, I'd love to be in the Nuggets poker game with John. What hand do you have, John? Wondering if.
I wish I could say what was going through his head at that moment.
Oh, gosh.
I thought that was an internal meeting conversation.
Jeez. He was like saying,
no, but I mean, that's the point, which is why you don't want to be in that position, as he says, for too long, I guess, right? They're not afraid of going into it. It's not like they don't want to spend the money to win a championship, which is what you're telling your fans. We're going in the second apron, so the money is the money, right? We're going to pay the money. It's just that if you have the wrong thing happen, suddenly you are completely hamstrung on getting the hell out of there.
Exactly.
And if you no longer to go into the second, you're going into the second apron to win a championship, which is what the Celtics did.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And guess what? They got the trophy.
Yep.
But in order to get the trophy next year, without Tatum, a lot of great things are going to have to happen. Mm-hmm. So I ask you, so they got out. I ask you this, though. Would now getting rid of Jaylen Brown in your consideration be a bridge too far?
Yes.
It would.
Absolutely.
For you.
You don't need to do that. And now look, if they're going to throw suddenly, you know, eight players plus picks.
What if you get the third overall, well, you're not going to make
second,
the deal with the Sixers.
The Spurs, second, you know, overall pick. If it's right, second overall pick. And
what if you do that?
Two other players and
Castle. You get five, Castle back too.
Oh my gosh. And then five first round picks. Yeah, you might have to really think about it.
That's what I'm saying.
But it would take an absolutely insane, ludicrous offer for you to even be like,
you know,
oh,
who,
okay.
You know who could pull that off?
Yeah, I know.
It's unbelievable, man.
Well, Brad could do it.
I wish he would pull it off? His predicessor.
Who is one of the rumored teams to be calling about Jaylen Brown right now, Danny Ainge in Utah. So tonight could be nuts. You just see the thing that the Bridges and Mitchell Robinson are now in trade talks. It's like,
okay,
anything can happen tonight.
That's what Shams and Windhorst were telling us, that it's going to be around draft night.
Yeah. Like,
draft night's tonight.
Yeah.
We've got Jeff Teague and Matt Barnes on tomorrow's program to chop it all up.
Nice.
So if craziness happens, we've got the right people on tomorrow's show to break it down.
Summer's here, and Nordstrom has everything you need for your best dress season ever. From beach days and weddings to weekend getaways and your everyday wardrobe, discover stylish options under $100 from tons of your favorite brands like Mango, Skims, Princess Polly, and Madewell. It's easy, too, with free shipping and free returns, in-store order pickup, and more. Shop today in-stores, online at Nordstrom.com, or download the Nordstrom app.
Savor every last drop of summer with Starbucks. From bold refreshers to rich cold brews, the sunniest season only gets better with a handcrafted iced beverage in your hand. Available for a limited time. Your summer favorites are ready at Starbucks.
Back here on the Roku Sports Channel, getting set to deliver another episode of Women's Sports Now. Susie Schuster joining us here, going to be recording it. I'm glad that you are here, Susie, because you're about to unsee what all of us saw on our text chain yesterday, based on what one of us in the room, was this a tweet? Was this an Instagram post?
It was Instagram.
Okay.
This can't be good.
Mike, you asked Susie, you asked artificial intelligence to create a photograph of you. What, like, what did you ask, Dad?
Business. Like a business Del Tufo.
A business Del Tufo. What do you mean business?
I were a businessman.
Ah. Okay. Would you like to see what artificial intelligence came up with?
Do I want to?
Well, you have no choice.
You have no choice. It's happening.
All right, let's go.
Okay, there you go.
No way.
Asked AI to make a business photo of me. Would you hire me? I look like I'm closing the deal on your next Mercedes-Benz.
I do.
Did you just say that because you want a free Benz? Like, why did you mention them specifically?
You look like an older Aaron Rodgers.
I think it's Ray Romano, Brad Garrett with me.
I see that too.
I see a little.
Can you put it back for a second, please? Yeah.
No, you want
Susie,
more of this?
Susie's asking for more.
Thank you, Suze.
More?
Okay. By the way, Mikey, You look like you've had some zip. You've had a little bit of zip pick, right? You took the stick a little bit. You may have had a little filler put in the cheeks, right?
Yep.
A little tug.
You're back to dyeing your hair.
A little tug right here.
Why would artificial intelligence make you more physically fit?
Yeah.
Wow. What's up with that?
Do you think he may have put in
I'm going to actually do this for everyone in this room.
Did you put a photo of yourself? How does this work?
Yes, you put a photo. So I'm going to do it for everyone
in
the room.
Can you do it for me, please? I won't.
I'm not doing it for Susie, but I'm going to do it for everyone in the room. But Susie,
ask artificial intelligence to make a business photo
of each one of you.
Please.
And I'll post it. I will actually do that when I have time.
Do it, please.
Why don't you want to wait for Susie?
I will do it. Right, I have photos of everyone.
I don't want one.
Now, are you on tomorrow's? Are you on tomorrow's show?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I'll do it tonight.
You can do this for tomorrow.
I will do this tonight. Fantastic. I will wait. Do you want me to just wait and not post, and you guys can see?
No, don't post.
No, we want to reveal, Mike.
Just send him to Hoskins. We'll reveal.
Wow, I want to. Yeah.
AI is crazy.
I don't want to take part because that stuff freaks me out.
It is kind of scary.
Come on, man. It's like we're welcoming everything that. We were taught about movies that was going to happen in what's the 2000s roll around.
It's
you
scary.
Know?
So it puts you in a conference room.
Yes. Skynet, baby.
You can actually say what you want.
Fresh haircut.
Why wouldn't it put you in a suit if it's business?
No, but it's I didn't. It's casual Friday.
Ah,
casual Friday. Susie, see?
But that's Wednesday.
It's casual Friday.
That's casual Friday.
On a Wednesday. Incorporated production.
You're rolling up your sleeves.
You're so happy to see everybody, Mike.
Does AI Mike have a better watch than real Mike?
It's
not a bad watch they put on you there.
But still, that's like, where's I got a wedding ring.
What's the skyline? What city is this in that
he's wearing
this Mike?
Medium shirt?
He's in Century City. I mean, you are AI.
AI Mike is putting up 225, not 2 plates of 25. 225. That's what AI Mike's doing.
Fit is nice.
He's benching.
He's been equinoxing.
It's crazy.
He's been noxing and zipping.
I knew this would be a great segment. Fantastic. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. Susie Schuster's hanging with us.
One of a kind, Mike.
Oh, my God.
How you doing, Suze?
I'm good.
Yeah. Women's Sports Now is coming up.
We're giving out some mid-season awards today. Yep, because we like awards.
Listen, there's nothing like mid-season awards because they're totally useless.
That's it. They mean nothing.
Should we do midsummer awards tomorrow on our show?
What?
On our show?
Yeah,
for,
why not?
For just baseball?
Just midsummer.
Awards. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Picking like,
what
anything.
Awards? By the way, I don't mind workshopping it here. What do you mean?
No.
What do you mean anything?
Anything. Hey, best fit of the year. And then boom. Best
don't
game
rip us
of the
off.
Year.
Don't rip us off with the best fit.
I'm just saying you could do anything. Right. He's just like, he
By
wants
the way, Don,
thing is
Don
like,
Booley,
you want
if you're
structure.
Listening,
I'm Don saying structure. No structure. Whatever award you want to give out, give it out.
Best AI photo. Me.
Yeah, no. I mean, something like that. Yeah.
Don, if you're listening, make sure we have an award for best fit.
Best part-time employee. Mike Delta.
Part-time employee.
You know what I mean? Like
best AI reproduction.
Make it up. Whatever you want.
Anybody have any of the leftover birthday cake that's in the fridge?
I didn't even know it was here.
There's a massive amount of Susie cakes.
Where is it?
Ask Liz. I don't know.
It's in the fridge.
Since I wasn't here, happy birthday, Rich.
Thanks, pal.
I appreciate it.
Brockman definitely didn't know the cake was back there because he
would have had some breakfast.
There's so much cake back there. It's repulsive. There's so much cake back there.
I'm going to make ziti next week, Brockman.
No, you're not.
You're making ziti.
No, you're not. You're lying.
Mike, you've been threatening to make ziti for
why not?
8 years.
Okay. No, I have to.
Mike,
I promise.
Mike, a ziti tray for the house? I mean, it's not for sure. A million percent. Coop's going off to camp later this week. I'm sure he would take it.
Yep. I got to make ziti for somebody.
That's a late addition to best lie of the year.
Right?
Oh, wow.
Chris, we've been waiting since 2018 for him to make ziti again.
You've been talking about ziti for years.
He does make a great big ziti, though.
What else is on women's sports now? Who else is on?
We've got actually the head coach of the Sparks.
Awesome. Yep. Excellent.
She's here in studio, which is fantastic.
Oh, fantastic.
You fancy,
Rich,
huh?
We like to go next level for women's.
We like it.
Sports now.
Can she facilitate a meeting between TJ and Cameron Brink?
Listen, it's been great coming by.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Are you cheating on Rekia Jackson.
These women are 12. What are we talking
what do
about?
Mean they're
12. No, I don't. They're
young. Oh my God.
I think TJ's saying he's
my
old enough to be a father.
My favorite pairing right now.
Well, I mean, how old are you?
Old enough to be a 20-year-old's father. Yeah, let's be honest.
My favorite pairing right now are Lexi Hall and Sophie Cunningham.
You're like fixated with Sophie Cunningham.
I love her.
Ever since she took J.C. Sheldon right down to the court, she had you at hello on
she
that
She did.
One.
Yeah. That's really wild, too. Those two look like... I mean, I think that they're so funny. They look like the Wonder Twins on either side of Caitlin Clark. Like, you talk about bouncers, only you have a 6'2" blonde on either side. Exactly. Like, it's like every guy's dream.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I'm in it.
So, do you want a Sophie Cunningham jersey for your birthday?
Okay. Grounds for divorce, number one. Number two, you know, I feel about adults wearing other adults' jerseys.
You don't like that?
No.
Hey, you got to get over
it. I will never wear another jersey of another human being who is an athlete.
When was the last time you wore a jersey? Chris?
Probably last year at Fanatics Fest, but I wore a Paul Pierce jersey, so who's older than me.
Let's remove jersey. You want a Sophie Cunningham t-shirt?
No.
Why?
I'll tell you why later.
I don't know. Why?
Huh?
I'll tell you why later.
Rich is looking for ideas here, so I'll have to help him out.
She's impossible to get a gift for. Impossible. Just not possible.
Can you imagine if I'm like, happy birthday, I'm like, Sophie Cunningham t-shirt. Might be cute.
You have everything, though. It's the thought that counts.
I have Rich. I have everything.
Oh, stop.
Wow. His birthday was yesterday.
Yeah, come on. You got 364 days to go, Susie. Come on. Stop.
Wait, why were you giving me you know what?
Oh, I'm not getting killed online, so I'll wait till we go off air. It's just a thought.
TJ is just the man who doesn't want to read. You read too many comments, man.
Don't read the comments.
You guys have to, for the love of God, stop saying don't read the comments on things.
Read the comments at your own peril. I think I want a Sophie Cunningham t-shirt.
There you go. Yeah. See, was that tough? Now you're coming around. You can wear it on women's sports now.
Not for my birthday, but yes, I think I want one.
No, that's what it was. You just didn't want it for your birthday.
Now we drilled down. All right, women's sports now on Thursday, as well as Mike Del Tufo's AI business photographs of all of us.
Yes. Wait, is he coming tomorrow for sure?
Yeah, all right. He's committed. Yeah. He's committed.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
Inside the opening 45 seconds. What a goal! With that cannon of a left foot. All even at one.
Never miss a game.
What a start for the United States.
Shot from distance. What a goal!
Never miss a moment.
Exquisite from the San Diegan.
Can he finish? Yes, he can!
Yeah! The U.S. Soccer Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.